The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello and welcome to this edition of Happy Hour. So, I would like to begin meditating together, and I will share the theme as we meditate together, and I'll say a few words about it afterwards instead of beforehand. So, without further ado, let's jump in. So, arriving first and foremost in our bodies. And turning the gaze inward, turning our gaze inward, closing the eyes, if that feels comfortable. Feeling this body seated, or standing, or lying down. Inviting the breath to move. However he wants to move, deep, shallow, slow, fast, through the body. I'm allowing awareness to feel the breath wherever it's easiest to feel the breath. It tends to be most calming to feel the breath in the belly and more effervescent, especially if you're sleepy, to feel the breath in at the nostrils or in your chest. So if you're feeling anxious, you may want to feel the breath in the belly. And if you're sleepy, you can feel it at the nostrils or the chest. Most of us in this society, we feel more anxious given all the bombardment of information. So by default, I usually invite you to feel your breath in your belly. Allowing the breath to move however it wants through the body. Imagining that the breath is breathing you. You're sitting in the breath, which is this invitation to let go a bit of controlling the breath. Or let go a lot of controlling the breath. As if instead of the breath sitting inside of you or flowing in you, you, whoever you are, or your whole body, flowing inside this draft of the breath. Air around you being breathed in, air around you within you, air within you being breathed out outside, a sense of sitting in this movement of the breath, internal, external, especially emphasizing the external, the air outside the body, the breath becoming air as it's breathed out, air becoming breath as it's breathed in. This connection of the inside outside. With each in breath and out breath. And just as we feel in this invitation tonight, the inside, outside nature of the breath, the air. Becoming breath, the breath becoming air. Imagine wishes of goodwill, metta, are like this air, this breath. As if you were perfuming, putting this scent, this sweet scent of metta, goodwill, infusing it in the air around you that you're breathing. around you. Breathe it in. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. Being breathed in and breathed out. May I be happy and joyful. May I be healthy and strong. And may my life flow with ease. If you have your own phrases, that's fine. Could use these four phrases or just simply, may I be well. Wishes of kindness, friendliness towards yourself. Again, imagine these wishes are infused in the air. That you breathe in, you're breathing them into your lungs, into your body. And also breathing out goodwill for yourself. This first part of our metta practice tonight. Bringing awareness not just to the internal, but the external, inside, outside, sitting in this air perfumed with goodwill, all around you. Calming, soothing. You're welcome to stay with yourself if it's been a challenging day. And if there's space, you can also follow the next invitations to imagine someone either near and dear to you, or maybe even someone you've had a little bit of challenge with, perhaps, if the heart can stretch there. To also breathing this air filled with metta and goodwill, surrounded, held in air of goodwill. Sometimes that actually can help. With the challenges we have with someone else, sometimes it makes it worse. So see where you are. Or just stay with yourself and the easy person, if that feels better, if that feels appropriate. This invitation to feel that we're sitting in an air that's filled with metta can make it less forced, less generated, as if it's offered. We are held in it. Others are held in it already. Our heart can relax, soften. So lean into this availability all around you, so you don't feel like you're forcing or generating or pushing. You're just receiving. Others are just receiving. It's available. As we turn to bring this meditation period to a close, lean into this idea of sitting in kindness. The air surrounds you. The air that's breathed in. Soothing, comforting, kind. Settling the heart, the nervous system. And imagining the same for others. Those perhaps you chose in this practice, your dear being. They may or may not know it, but there is kindness in this world. May they be soothed. May they feel held in kindness. As well as the person who might have pushed your buttons a bit. May they have ease also. May they feel held. As well as everyone in this community who's practicing with you right now. On the planet Earth, may all of us feel the air on this planet. We're all breathing together. The air that becomes breath. Calming, soothing, centering, filled with kindness, and then breathing out kindness into it for the sake of others. May all beings everywhere be held in kindness and hold each other in kindness. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you, friends. Thank you for your practice. So this was a simple practice with a lot of space around it. At first, I invited us to consider breathing in, breathing out. And this idea, we started with tilling the soil, this practice with the idea that breath, what we call breath, is really air all around us. So I invited us to feel into the inside, outside, that it's both inside and especially outside, because we usually lose track of our embodiment. And the invitation was the inside, outside, sitting in air, being breathed. Those invitations specifically were an attempt to let go of this trying so hard and just allowing ourselves to be breathed, to be breathed. And then we added the perfume of kindness to this air that is being breathed. And again, the idea here, you could add the phrases if they were helpful or not, but the invitation here is to let go of the struggle. Just feel like you're receiving kindness and adding to the kindness through your breath, and the breath is automatically happening, and same for others. So it was a simple practice, and I feel calmer and feel more spacious and more centered with this invitation to not try so hard with this practice of metta for ourselves and others. So that was the arc of our practice tonight. So the query that I have for you to explore out loud, again, for your own sake, reflecting out loud on this idea of inside, outside, you know, what happens? What supports me to get out of my head, to get out of the me? And again, this invitation inside, outside is to step out of it. That's one intention for that. And the other intention is to also be more easeful. What helps me be more easeful instead of trying so hard to meditate or concentrate or do metta, to receive metta? So did these two invitations support me to get out of my head a bit and more in my body, outside, relationship inside, outside, as well as having more ease, just letting the practice do me instead of me doing the practice? Those are the two invitations for you to reflect on. And your reflection might be, I pass. The reflection might be, I have no idea what Nikki's talking about. Your reflection might be, wow, that was a breakthrough. It was really easeful. I just felt being breathed, kindness. I feel calmer or whatever. I don't know. I fell asleep. Whatever it might be, your reflection for your own sake. Again, we do this practice, we do this speaking out loud practice for our own sake. It's an amazing opportunity to have others hold us witness. Be kind to yourself, be kind to one another. Let's go reverse alphabetical order and first name. You can always say pass. Just show up with kindness. You don't have to say anything. Just show up. Just show up with kindness for yourself and one another. It's nice to be in community. So, I'm going to create the breakout rooms and be kind. Be kind. Opening them. Here we go. We have some time for reflections, for questions, comments. What did you discover? What was this like? And yeah, the invitation always is not just for your own sake, but your reflections or questions for the sake of all of us. We're learning together, discovering together. So raise your Zoom hand and you can also type in chat. Stephanie from home. You got muted again. Okay, I'm going to ask you to unmute. There, now you have me.
What struck me is, I don't know, a week or two ago, you took us on a magic carpet ride, and I thought, yeah. And today I was back at Stanford Hospital, and metta was my magic carpet ride. And I metted my way through the ER, I metted my way through prescription changes, through x-rays, and the difference between this and a couple of weeks ago, I cannot tell you, but I just let loving kindness carry me through, and I did it. Yay.
Yay, Stephanie, I see all the hearts that are bubbling up in the Zoom room for you, celebrating and really appreciating your practice and you sharing it with all of us. It's inspiring, it's beautiful, and it's true, right? This is what happens when we become the practice becomes us, and it supports us in oh, I'm actually getting chills as I am feeling into this with you. It's not just on the cushion at home. Yeah, may I be happy? May you be happy? Yada yada. It's in the difficult moments of going back to the hospital and going through x-rays and this and that and all the things you've gone through today. Ah, may metta carry you always, Stephanie. And yeah, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for your practice. Yeah. Peace. Beautiful. Yay, this is possible. This is it. This is what happens. I love it. Thank you. It's the ease, easing the greasing the wheels of life. Noella, please.
I've been around other people lately, and I've had a chance to describe to talk about happy hour, and first of all, I asked them, "Well, are you interested in hearing about it?" And if they say they are, then I get very excited. And I talk about how it started and how Buddhism had a bad rap for, renunciation and we're all going to suffer, and then all the positive things of this faith. And I would give examples like, do you want to know what we talked about last week? Do you want to know? And I talk about the breakout rooms. And I can't believe the enthusiasm I bring in describing this community to just randos. It's a thing. So I'm just saying, I've noticed that about myself, and I wanted you guys to know that.
Thanks for sharing, Noel. It makes my heart sing. In so many ways, and especially it's this sense of it's naturally arising for you, and it's because it's something that is that you're finding precious and meaningful in your life, and you want to share with others, and that's how, it happens for us when something is beautiful and meaningful, we want to share it with others. When we're kind and generous, we don't want to keep it a secret just to ourselves. And that's what's happening for us. Like, hey, people, I'm excited about this. And that natural excitement arises. It's really sweet. Yeah. You're becoming a happy hour influencer. I love it. You're paid in Meta. Love it. Thanks, Noella. It's very sweet. Wait, please.
I'm so happy to be here. I first my day started off with the Kaiser Permanente bureaucracy and then went to the public school bureaucracy. And I find my and when I'm in it, I just tell my I just sit. And it's gonna be so everything's gonna work out, even though and I tell myself, these people they have families at home, and they have are doing their job and probably as best as they can, and we're just all in this together. We all came from had relatives that dropped out of the trees and started walking around on 2 feet. And here we are now, God knows where. So
Yeah.
thank you very much.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you so much. It sounds like metta is carrying you forward, carrying you through also in your day. And I love how you're bringing also this, we're all cousins. So we dropped, what was it, 300,000 years ago, Homo sapiens showed up on this planet. And yeah, here we are. It's a long time. We've been at this for
Yeah.
a long time, people.
I think our brains are too big for our for our own use there. So.
Thanks, Wayne. And Noel says Kaiser is getting a lot of metta. Yeah, a lot of metta tonight. Yep. Healthcare in general. Yeah, it's great. Cindy, did I see your hand? Are you waving? Oh, no, you're just giving a thumbs up. Yep, you're agreeing. Got it. Any other reflections before we close? Corey.
Thank you. I'm really loving just playing with the word atmosphere. And there was a bunch of different reflections around that, but one in particular is I'm noticing as my practice is continuing how the atmosphere that's changed inside from it changes like my outer atmosphere, and I bring that along with me in the things that I do, like out in the world, and I'm starting to notice how that atmosphere is impacting the people around me, in particular in the grief group work that I do. I'm very aware of how I'm organizing myself inside and very intentional about how I'm creating that because I know that there's this like residue and ripple effect, and it's an atmosphere. And, it's, I just think of all of us and all of these folks doing this shift in atmosphere. And at some point, it's just going to keep changing and changing and changing for this like bubble of metta on the planet. So thank you. That was part of my meditation tonight.
Thank you, Corey. I'm so appreciating. I'm feeling. I'm smiling ear to ear, hearing your reflection and your intentionality in how you show up and in the space that you want to occupy and impact it, through your participation and co-creation, knowing that it has impact how we show up on others. It's profound, and knowing that every word, every way that we interact is a drop in the bucket of humanity as we continue to co-create this presence and the future of humanity together. Thank you, Corey. Yeah, lovely. Beautiful. I appreciate all of you so much. So much. Really, what a gift to have this community to practice with. And just reflecting during the break that I had a bit of a stressful day with deadlines and with various things that were not going right, and to come and to practice together. I'm not just leading, I'm in the practice with you, as you already know, right? I'm in it and really feeling the goodness, the flow of metta, and in community. It's so much more nourishing to do this with others. It's just so lovely. So thank you. Thank you so much for the honor and privilege to support you, guide you, so and you, as you support me in this practice. Really appreciate you all. So shall we? Let's dedicate the merit. May all beings everywhere, in ways we cannot fathom, benefit from the fruit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be carried by metta. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Ding, ding, ding. I am going to invite you all to unmute yourself for our cacophonous goodbye. Thanks, everyone.
Good night. See you
Thank
tomorrow.
You, everyone.
Thank
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Noella. Bye.
Noella.
Good evening. Good morning. Bye.
Bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.